Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, hope all is well. Welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show. I've been having problems. I've been doing the test on this microphone. I have one that is so doggone sensitive. If you look at it, it'll get crazy on you, right? So I'm actually won't be using my microphone, use another device tonight. So hopefully you guys can hear me clear. I may... Give me 1 second. Sorry about this. Hold on 1 second. Okay, now I'm back on. Like I said, hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show. Hope you guys had a wonderful week, a few days. I know the last show was actually on a Wednesday. It was too far away, but so hope you guys had a wonderful time, weekend, whatnot. I know we have bad weather right now going to the East Coast. We send prayers for those people out there on the East Coast and people around the world, what they're going through. All we do is keep prayers going for those people and wish the best for them. So the topic tonight, guys, is jealousy. First of all, guys, if you want to call in live to participate, it's 563-999-3665. 563-999-3665. If you guys want to call in live this show. The topic, jealousy. Do you believe it's taught, inherited, influence of environment, or do you feel that actually there are people with no jealousy, zero jealousy? And then at the end of that, we're going to discuss how do you process it or and eliminate it. We're going to discuss that at the end of the show. I want to say this, guys. Jealousy, this word is a very, very dangerous word. A lot of times we take it for granted. And about how powerfully dangerous it is. And doing the shows, the topic tonight on the show, hope you guys are getting more of a realistic fact of what's going on with it, what not, and be able to see how different scenarios, the effect of jealousy, the dangers of it. So now, going to this topic here, guys, I'm going to give you guys the biblical term I have for jealousy. There's some biblical terms for jealousy. let me get my glasses over here. You ready to rock and roll? And I want to go to this topic, guys, because, like I said, it's a lot of times it's the simple things that's going on around the world. Sometimes we miss and we don't see. However, you can see jealousy, and we'll get into that too, and I'll explain that more to you. A lot of people can see jealousy, and a lot of people are so jealous that they don't know that the people actually can see them in there. They can see right through how just they are. But those people you got to stay away from. You can't be around them too long. But the biblical terms of jealousy, it's Proverbs 6, chapter 34, verse, it says that, for jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. That's Proverbs 6, chapter 34, verse, 34th verse. James 3, chapter 14, verse 14 through 16, it said, but if ye have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and is demonic. I'll say it again. James 3, chapter 14 through 16 verses said, but if ye have bitter jealousy and selfish ambitions in your hearts, do not boast false to the truth. To the truth, this is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but it's earthly, a spiritual, demonic. The definition of jealousy, hostile toward a rival or one believed to enjoy an advantage, envious. His or her, you can say, success made their friends jealous. They were jealous of his or her success. As an example, another example is the feeling of anger or bitterness that someone has when they think that another person is trying to take a lover or a friend or a possession away from them. It's another example of jealousy. Like I said, we're going to talk about two guys that is an inherited, taught influence of environment or jealous as how do you process it and eliminate it. Okay. We'll go back over here, two guys. And that times two guys, a lot of people understand that when jealousy also too falls in the realm of mental health. And I'm not a doctor or a physician. I'm not going to say that, but I'm going to read a couple of things that I ran into. Some things that people are saying about how jealousy is so dangerous that it runs into a mental problem, mental health problem. And a lot of times, too, the most of the people that are jealous, they do have a mental problem. They're a little bit off. And they just enrage and just determine to either take away from what you have or want to be you. But in those instances, like I say, you have to stay with those people. So as far as you can from those people, trust me. But I'm going to go into, what does the Bible say for you biblical people? The Bible says this. It said the root of jealousy, the root causes of jealousy and envy are connected to a person's inability to see what God has provided in their life and a lack of thankfulness. Now, you don't have to be a believer, but in either way, God has set this up for you. Okay, he has set ways and a style of life that you have to actually avoid in a way to keep things going. Also, too, guys, it says, why are people jealous? One of them is low self-esteem, lack of confidence. They don't have love for themselves, the insecurities. This all is a part of jealousy. These are things that you have to be aware of. Low self-esteem, lack of confidence, they don't have self-awareness, and they're insecure. Again, that goes back to that part where you find a lot of people, it just basically just mentally they're thrown off course. That's what we used to say back in the day. They're thrown off course. But it's so true. You have to be aware of that. Speaking on the mental parts of their health, I found this, okay? This is red, okay? It said it causes anxiety and depression, okay? And that goes back to, I say, a lot of people don't love themselves. That's not your fault because they don't love themselves. It's the way they are. And that falls into that category. It said it falls in the presence of the bipolar or disorder, okay, borderline or personality disorder. And it's also, too, it's a personality disorder, another dark side, roughness, verbal and physical abuse, all that all stems from, can stem from the lack of mental health with the jealousy aspect. So you have to be careful when or if you find yourself falling into the jealousy zone. There's different zones you can fall right into, and that jealousy zone, you can fall right into it. Prime example is this. You can find someone that's actually jealous. You find someone too close to that's actually jealous, right? That's so jealous, okay, and you find yourself falling in the category with them. And that's how it becomes, in a sense, that you inherit it. That person you're around, be a loved one, whoever it may be, it could be a friend, they have that envious heart of jealousy. And what happens is with that, they're so jealous, what happens, they fall in a category, or you fall in a category right behind them, being jealous. And you don't even know where it's coming from, just jealous. But jealousy will eat you inside. It'll eat you inside out. When you find yourself being jealous and jealous of others, you're playing a very, very dangerous road. A dangerous road. And that road will come back and eat you alive, eat you inside out. You have to be very, very careful of that. I'm going to say it again. Your own loved ones or slash friends that you may be associated with can be jealous of someone or some person that you may know. And all of a sudden, you find yourself, you're taking sides, not even paying attention to it. You're taking sides, and all of a sudden, now you find yourself, you become envious of just that person, male or female. You don't have a clue, like, how did I? It was basically, it was adopted. It was inherited. You have to be careful with that. You really do. These are things that's out there with jealousy that makes it so dangerous. It intertwines so many different directions. Jealousy is straight evil. Jealousy is evil. And you, the more you go through the Bible, the biblical time of it, find different categories, different lanes of just jealousy and evil. And if you're not in the Bible of it, still, if you keep going deeper and deeper in jealousy, it gets deeper and deeper and deeper and darker. Okay? It gets very, very dark. Let me say this one time. Let me say this. Jealousy causes karma. Let me show you why it causes karma. It's initiated from someone you're close to. Okay? Like I said, of someone. And that jealousy, and that person, that filth falls on you. And you find yourself in a jealousy zone. And let me say this. Everyone struggles with jealousy. Everyone. You're going to face it. That's just the way of life. Jealousy has been around from way back in the back of days, years back. This is nothing new. Jealousy is nothing new. Nothing new about jealousy. But one thing about jealousy, you have to always pay attention to it. Let me tell you why. When you find yourself reaching to a higher level in life, and you find yourself doing something for a greater good, you're going to start seeing your surroundings of people, a little daggers here of like negative things they may say, or just throwing something off course. They could be talking about something that's off the wall, but it has to be something to bring you down. Persons, people are in the jealousy zone. That's called jealousy zone. I made that up tonight. I don't know. I was just writing and made it up. So we're going to ride with it right now, the jealousy zone. But these are the things you have to watch out for. Again, everybody, if you haven't been through jealousy, you're not on this planet. You're going to go through jealousy. You're going to go through it. Jealousy, let me tell you about jealousy. While most people experience jealousy on a very occasional and mild basis, logical degree. I'm going to say it again. While most people experience jealousy on a very occasional and mild basis, others feel it to a pathological degree. Okay? You got to watch it. And jealousy can affect anyone. Everybody's all different. You never know how it may interact with you or hit you physically, emotionally, whatnot. You just don't know. But again, everyone deals with jealousy. And I'm going to get to the point in a little bit about how do you get through it. Also, too, now this has been found through research. It's found that men are more jealous about physical infidelity, while women are more jealous emotional infidelity. It said also, too, one of the three prime reasons people get jealous includes the inability to handle the unknown. That's very interesting there. I found that out, but it's so doggone true. You find a lot of times you're trying to find yourself, that goes back to what I was saying earlier, you're going to reach a goal, or you're going to another level, or you want to accomplish something, a goal that you have, or you want to do something different. That person, you start really finding out about people around you. Oh, you can't do that. Or why are you doing that? Don't you have something else better to do? You don't need that. Those are the daggers they're going to throw at you. You don't need that. They may be saying it because they don't have the nerve. They're not going to put the time in, the sweat and tears. Or they just stuck in their ways and going to be stuck in their ways to the day they die. Okay? So, again, one of the three prime reasons people get jealous includes the inability to handle the unknown. We may feel jealous when we feel threatened. A lot of us feel jealousy when we feel threatened. Of course, we know the unknown. A lot of people are fear of what the next person may be doing or what they accomplish. That's a jealousy zone. There are psychological factors that can make someone jealous. The severity of jealousy can be dependent on mental health, like we said earlier. It can be very, very harmful in a relationship. Very, very harmful in a relationship. You can have someone that's very close that you're trying to, you want to achieve a goal or a job that you would like to pursue, because that person don't, again, the unknown, they don't know. They're not going to team up with you, be that partner to actually help you get to that goal. They're ready to sit back and, again, throw daggers at you. Those are the people that are in the jealousy zone. Okay? They're in the jealousy zone. That's why it can be harmful in a relationship. Jealousy can lead to damaged behaviors. When someone upset because you have a goal that you're trying to achieve or somewhere you're trying to go and things you're trying to reach, travel, whatever it may be doing, anger can creep in and start working inside and out of that person. Rage, physical, in a bad way. That's what I said earlier. Jealousy, that word is very, very dangerous. I think as people around the world who listen to the show, you have to be very, very aware. Very, very aware. Keep prayer. If you're not a prayerful person, pay attention. You'll see it. You'll see it. You'll understand it. From your girlfriends, to your guy friends, to your boyfriends, friends, family, people around you, you see it. Jealousy, if you pay attention, you can see the jealousy in someone. You can see it. Make sure you keep your distance. You know, my coach, when I was playing ball, Coach Robinson used to say, he said, keep your enemies close. He said, if I know that person right there going to steal, keep them right there next to me so I know if it's some store, I know they have it. Pay attention. Okay? Jealousy is a dangerous, dangerous word, but it's very, very dangerous within itself and exists through daily lives, our daily lives. Pay attention. That person jealous of you. That purchase, that person sometimes get to the point they get really so jealous that they get to the harmful stage, like we just said now. People will take from you, steal from you, set you up because they want to be that lady that knows she just have that type of style. She just know how to talk to people. She can go in there, she can close deals. She just have what it takes. Her personality, she's always smiling. And that person the whole time, they're looking at you and you don't even know it. They're just angry. They want to look like you. They want to talk like you. They want to move like you. Vice versa with the guys, the same way. Just jealous. My mom used to say they got hell in them. And, you know, inherited? Yes. I would say inherited. And I'm going to give you some comments that people made in tonight, the last few days on the topic. But inherited? My mom used to say that's when people are born with hell in them. There are some people born with hell in them. Prime example, you have a kid that's out of control. If you don't discipline the kid, they won't have no direction where to go. You got to have a direction. That's through life and everything. Everybody have a, you got to drive down the lane. You know, you can be all the foolish and act the fool you want to, but you better drive right down that road in the right lane. You're not going to get yourself killed. There's rules and regulations. You have to follow. You don't, there's consequences. But some people just got hell in them. There's some people going straight to hell out the box. These are two that you watch out for because it's so easy to be pulled into that direction with them if you don't pay attention to the jealous folk. Before you know, you've even done something and, you know, that you shouldn't be doing, you know, in a bad way for defense. So, you know, argument, you lose your job for arguing, mess around and slap somebody, and somebody slapped it. You know, the little things can just come up. You have to pay attention to that. But it's so true. There's even animals that can show signs of jealousy. That jealousy is dangerous. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. You have to be careful with the dangerous, the jealousy. I'm going to go back over. I don't know if I read this earlier. I'm going to read just 2:3-14. It said, but if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but earthly, unspiritual, demonic. So I said earlier, everything that we're reading is going right back to what I'm saying. With the biblical terms, it goes right back to it. It said, for where jealousy and selfish ambitions exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. Okay? Now, I'm going to look over here. Stages of jealousy. Identification of feeling is a stage. The realization of it. That exists, you feel, realization of cognitive distortions, you know, accusation of behavior outcomes. These all exist with jealousy. That's how it operates. Jealousy is not just a word, but it's a behavior that you have to maintain your distance. Again, people with low self-esteem and lack of confidence, think about the people you're around in a day when you go, the people that you know, or people you meet, and you can see people with low self-esteem. But you turn and look around, they're looking right at you. I've been places on the golf course, I wear my sunglasses a lot, especially, you know, down in the sun, especially playing golf. I've been playing golf in places. I have my sunglasses on, not just to the sun, but I'm just watching. And you can see people looking at you the corner of your eyes the whole time. Now, I'm not saying that they're jealous of me or anything. I'm just saying it's a huge possibility because now I would say there are situations that it may have been that way because a lot of people, they kind of they showed the attitude late in life. So, yeah, that it falls in that category. Yes, I would say that. I really would say that. My ordeal, in a sense, that you have with the jealousy part, I would say this. There are people, and the jealousy falls in this realm also. Let's go over here. In jealousy, there is not one root cause for someone's jealous behavior or feelings. I'm going to say it again. There is not one root cause for someone's jealousy behavior or feelings. There are people right now at home worried about what you're doing. Look what you're doing. And you're being nice to them. You're doing everything you can under the sun to do the right thing. And that's good. That's what you're supposed to do. But remember, keep your distance. Keep your distance. Please keep your distance. And the jealousy is a topic that people don't want to talk about. People don't want to talk about jealousy, but exists like it's dangerous. Jealousy is destructive. It steals from you. It lies on you. It's dirty. It's dirty. But you have to, from all walks of life and mentally, physically, pay attention to stay away from it. That's important. I'm going to give you a biblical term in Genesis 37, chapter 4, verse. Okay, here's what he says. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him or her and could not speak peacefully to him or her. This was the beginning of the jealousy that would ruin their relationship with each other and their fathers. See, jealousy has been around for years and years and years and years and years. Okay? Jealousy is influence of environment. Like I said again, you can be around some friends and they jealous of some person and all of a sudden you're going to start watching and you're going to find out ways to round the bandwagon with that person because they have a bitter heart or they mentally off course. And you're doing the same doggone thing. Oh, yeah, it exists. Think about it. You're thinking about it. Yeah, you've done it. Think. Think real hard about it. Pull away from that person. Pull from that person and see that person for yourself because you're being judged when you do that from a higher cause. You're being judged now. Pay attention because if you don't, you keep judging. It's going to come back around on you. It might not come right now, but it's coming back. Maybe 5 years, 15 years, 20, younger, 30. It's coming. Come around tomorrow. It's coming. You got to be careful with that. A few reasons why someone might feel this way, say with the jealousy of behavior, right, including insecurities, past history of fear or loss. I'm going to say it again. One of the root causes of jealousy behavior or feelings, a lot of times calls from insecurities, past history, or fear of loss. Jealousy can be triggered by these or might create tensions within your relationship. I'll show you something else. I'm going to go over to Exodus. When God commands that his people worship no other gods, he acknowledges it is because I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God. In Exodus, God exists in his people, destroys altars to other vessel gods, for he says, do not worship other gods. For the Lord, his name, is jealous, is a jealous God. That goes to what I said earlier, that jealous is in everybody. It's always in there, somewhere in there, and you have to work it out. You have to work it out. Now, myself, I'm not jealous. I must say I'm not jealous. So, but I'm just saying you have to, you know, I'm not that small percentage that's not jealous. But seriously, you have to really, really look in the mirror in a sense to find out over the years, like, why I don't see that person for where they are. Why I'm not focused on what I need to focus on. Because jealousy can be a distraction. Be careful of your surroundings. Trust me, I know. I know. Be careful of your surroundings. Because the jealousy will eat you inside out. Be careful. Be careful to the friends that you think that's your friends. That's putting jealousy of someone else, and that's being inherited in a sense of environment on you. You have to be careful. And you're all going through right now. You're going through it. Be careful of that, because you're getting judged too now. You're getting judged now. Because you're judging, you running with the other track. You run with them. They're doing devilish mind thinking, and you run with them. You front seat driver with them. Be careful. Like I said, my mama said back in the day now, she says a lot of people are born with hell in them. Stay away from them so you don't end up doing a thing that you should be doing to be harmful in any way, or you say something to somebody that can cause your job position, life-changing, stay away from them. Don't be triggered in the wrong way. Stay away from them. Okay? You have to know what signs to look for and how to manage jealousy behavior. Okay? How do we as people eliminate this? Okay? How do we eliminate this? Okay? I'm gonna go over there before I go eliminate it. Okay, let me say this. Eliminate. How to overcome jealousy. All right, let me say this. You have to start living your dream. Jealous people will take your dream away from you. Jealous people will take everything out of you. I'm going to say it again. Pay attention to the jealous people. Like my coach said, keep them close, though, because you know what they're going to do. But you know it came from them, or they instigated and started the situation. Pay attention to them. Keep them close in a sense to see them, not keep them close to don't bring them with you. Pay attention. Either male or female, again, because that person is jealous of someone else, do not ride on their bandwagon, because you're going to get distracted for your dream. Each one of us is put on this earth to fulfill a special purpose, and that's big or small. I'm going to say it again. Each and everyone is put on this world for a purpose. How do you see life? How do you see life? Think about what I'm saying. How do you see life in this world, on this planet? And that's for your believers and non-believers. How do you see life? How can you get down the road if you have somebody that's trying to block roadmaps, put barriers up for you, lie still from you, take away? Prayer, knees, good people, find direction, good people hanging out, but with good, clean, hard people. Those are the people that you want to gather and put yourself around. And form a unity of people doing the right thing in life, right mindset in life. See, that goes back to that mental part earlier, right mindset, the uncrookedness, the unsnakish, okay? Pay attention to that. Well, somebody right now listen to the show. Maybe listen to the show right now dealing with a whole bunch of jealousy. A whole bunch of it. You have to keep your eyes on the prize. Keep focus and just keep the little distraction, the little daggers from negative people. Keep that away from you. You're gonna start moving a little faster. You're gonna get lighter. Start finding activities to do for us to help yourself mentally or even physically. Working out is always good. It always helps the mind. It kind of brings things back to center. If you can't work out, you're injured, read positive things. Order your goals. Put everything in order. Rearrange you so you can navigate better mentally. Anybody that's causing negative problems on the gossip, tell me to get back to them. That's a jealousy. Those are jealousy. That's jealousy. That's a jealousy zone. Don't fall in that zone now. Don't go in that jealousy zone. Don't go over there. You're being judged by high authority. Don't go over there. That jealous zone gonna come. You're gonna go over there if you want to. See what happens. It's gonna come back and it's gonna come back and get you. It's gonna eat you up. The karma's gonna kick in now. You're there judging people and all of a sudden you're down that negative road, then you in it now. That's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you're riding on it now. Now that's it. It's gonna come right back and get you. Be authentic. Practice self-care. You have to take care of yourself first. And if you can't take care of yourself, ask questions. Reach out to people that you know they're on the right plane, on the right track. They focus. Reach out to them. Don't be afraid to reach out to them. It's okay not to know. I'm going to say it again. It's okay not to know in life. Nobody's here to know everything in life. Nobody's here. Nobody understands know everything. Okay, you may have built or created something. Okay, but you still know everything. It's okay not to know. When you don't know, another person is gaining and doing something that you don't know you want to do, all of a sudden there comes jealousy. Here it comes. You're going to make that zone again. Ask questions. Practice self-care. Take care of yourself, mentally and physically. Surround yourself with positive people. Positive people is everything. I didn't get to this term. It said, and God had mentioned, said, when you're around some person that's wrong behavior or you know they're wrong plane. See, you understand this. Again, if you think of jealousy being a mental problem, I believe that you're going to start seeing so much better and understanding that person that you're dealing with so much better. And those kids ask them a question, why would you be jealous of that person? If you really love that person, you have time to do that now. Ask them, so why are you being jealous? They're going to say, most of them probably say, well, I really don't know. You're not practicing self-care. You're not practicing self-care. So that's why you don't know. You have to practice self-care. Okay? Keep a gratitude journal. Keep a record of the positive things that that you're doing in life are your goals that you've done this week. So when you do that, my younger brother called me. My older brother called me earlier. Younger brother called me, and I was somewhere working out, in a sense, working on a goal. He said, "You quietly getting things done, huh?" I said, "Yes. I'm working out. I'm doing some stuff. Positive stuff." Just, you have to, and not just saying me, I'm just saying guys, period. Use an example. You have to, and let me tell you something. Everybody get off course. What I'm saying is, when you practice self-care and keep a gratitude of the journal, keep a gratitude of the journal, because of practice, you're going to see, okay, I accomplished here. It's the little things in life that counts, guys. It's the little things in life that counts. The little things. The little things counts in life. Some of the smallest things in life count so much. You know what? I can relate to cooking. Look at the grain of salt, how small it is. A grain of salt, how small it is. But, you know, I like a little salt in my food. And I don't know if people don't like a little salt in their food, you know, especially seasoned salt. I'm from Louisiana, so we love seasoned salt on the sashers, you know. So, you know, the Creole seasoning. So you need a little – so the grain of it, though, think about how powerful it is. The little things count in life. The little things, pay attention. There's little things in life that will hurt you, will hinder you. All right, you go out there walking barefoot in the South and let an ant bite you. See what happens. You're going to feel like King Kong bit you. Well, King Kong can't bite. But you're going to feel like a bear bit you. I'm serious. It's going to hurt. The little things count. So when the little things that you're doing, your gratitude of a journal, in a sense, you're setting up, it's major, guys. It is major. It's major. And while you're doing that, everything that's negative around you that's jealous from the people you're dealing with, jealousy, just move it out the way a little bit. And like I said, if it's someone that you're really close to, love on a friend, exactly. Why are you being – let me ask you a question. What is up with this person that you don't like? Explain it to me. And why are you so angry? It's going to go right back to them. It's something inside of them that they haven't accomplished. It's something inside of them that they're lacking. Some inside of them they didn't get the teaching when they were growing up. It's something inside of them that they're so far off course that they stubbornness, that they refuse to listen. That's something inside of them that's off-centered. That goes back to the mental. That goes back to what my mama said back in the day. Some people are just born in hell. They just got hell in them. And they never did get the time to get it out. They were always running from it. Everything they say is always right. They refuse to be wrong. They refuse to be wrong. And it's eating that person inside. There are some very, very nasty people out in this world with jealousy. There are some people in jealousy so nasty, I wish they could play football out on the football field. We play football and put a helmet on. Sneaky. Evil. Just sneaky. A snake don't have nothing on them. Just you have to be careful, guys, when you're dealing with jealousy. Be careful. Because you're in this planet. And as long as you're on this planet, you're going to be dealing with it. So you better learn how to maneuver through it. Pay attention. And when you can't pay attention, and things is going all over the place, get to your knees in prayer. Ask questions. And you're going to start being able to maneuver through it. Okay? These are things you got to do now. Stop comparing yourself to others. It's only you. Listen, when God designed you, you can be 9 billion pounds. When God designed you, and you can be a 0 pound. Oh, God has designed us that way now. But I'm just saying, when he designed you the way you are. You're beautiful the way you are. You're beautiful the way you are. Don't be jealous because you may want something the next person has, or what they purchase for them, or to make themselves look like somebody else. I'm gonna say it again. To make them look like somebody else. That's male or female. God created you to be on this planet for a certain time in life. Stay focused on what you're doing. Stay focused. Sometimes when you're alone and you're so sad and you're crying, that's male or female. I know guys are tough. Some guys are tough like they used to be. They're tough. But whatever it may be, whoever you are, everybody shed a tear. When you're crying, you're upset because something's not going your way or something you want to make sure that jealousy is not affecting you. And think that God created you on this planet, start date and an end date. Make sure between those dates, those times, that you stand on focus on what your goal here is in life. Everybody have a goal in life. Everybody sit down at some point. Some people have to be stagnant at some point in life. They're not meant to go nowhere. Some people are meant to travel the world and connect people. Some people are meant to sit down on their behind and connect people. Because they're going to take care of the home front. Some people need to go take out the out front. The way of life, guys. But you better be careful of getting that jealousy zone. Don't go to that jealousy zone now. Don't go over there. Don't go to that jealousy zone. Because as soon as you go to night, sleep tonight, get up in the morning, girl, let me tell you what she's doing right now. What's she doing? What is she doing? Well, you know what she's doing. She ain't about getting, don't, well, just say, well, try to find something positive. But you got her. You have it now. I said, okay, I got you over here. You're in that zone. At least I know where you're at now. God can be the same way. Man, he ain't about nothing. Oh, you know, I don't like the way he Democrat, Republican. I don't like nothing. That. You have them. You see them too. That's what I said earlier. You can start seeing jealousy. There are some people walking around with it just mad. Stay away from them too. Stay away from them. Listen, the world is a jungle. The world is a jungle. And in that jungle, you have to make sure in that jungle that you know where you're stepping. If you've been Tarzan through the jungle, grabbing that rope, all those ropes are not strong now. You got to test that rope. Some going to hold up. Some going to break. But the more you keep reaching and the more you keep feeling and touching the ropes, you understand which one is real and which one is not. God brought us all here for a reason, guys. We're all on a team and this planet, on this planet, to do right, to get things right, to be truthful as possible. But unfortunately, it's tons of snakish jealousy out here that we have to deal with. Sometimes you're going to reach out for that rope, and that rope going to be sailing. You're going to be sailing across like Tarzan, and that rope just all of a sudden is going to break. And when you fall, you might fall into some danger. But guess what? You reached out. When you fall in that danger, guess what? And you've been doing everything and been reaching out with the right. God put you there for a reason. Get out that danger, keep going. And you gravitate to the people that are not jealous on this planet. Everybody on this phone, if you listen to me tonight, everybody's here for a moment. Everybody will be around. There's people dying every day. And there's some people not even paying attention to it. Some people not thankful for what we have. And there's a crying shame, like my mama said. There are some people born in hell right now. They're raising hell right now. They're raising hell at 50 years old, 67, 80 years old. 90 years old, they're raising hell. And it's supposed to have direction. But that goes back, too, to the mental illness. I'm not a doctor, I say, but I can see mental. I can see it. I can see when it's acting a fool and being jealous now. I've been a doctor for that. That goes back to that. They just not going to get it right. Stop comparing yourself to others. God created a beautiful person when he made you. People in this world is men that's 3 feet, 4 feet tall, 5 feet, 6 feet, 7 feet, some 8, all different sizes. There's women out here that's 3 feet tall, 4 feet, but 4 feet tall, 5 feet, 6 foot tall, some 7, all different sizes, all different nationalities, all different complexions. There's men the same way. All different complexions, all different sizes. We're all being judged, guys. We're all being judged. You can't see daylight in the jealousy zone. You can't win over there. Jealousy and jungle, it goes hand in hand. You're in the jungle, you can't sleep. You don't know what's going on. But like this, jealousy is worse than the jungle. Because jungle, I can't go out. I've been watching those little YouTube where the men and go out there and make the little underground little houses and stuff like that out of mud and all that, be chilling like that at a mansion. So that's different. But jealousy is a whole different ball game. Let go of entitlement. Let go of entitlement. I'm going to say it again. Let go of entitlement. That goes back, you want to be somebody like somebody else because, listen, everybody have a gift in life. Nothing too. There are people that are meant to be singing, okay? There's artists out there. There are some people trying to be an artist. It's okay with that. It's okay you're not at the very top of the artist right now. A musician, an athlete, teacher, okay? Entrepreneur. It's okay. As long as you keeping that jealousy away, you're going to get there. You may not get to the very top, but you're going to get it. Look, what did it say? Shoot for the moon so you fall among the stars, right? You have to do that. Let go of entitlement and be yourself. Be yourself. When you start being yourself and being you, a respectful way, showing your business, being polite to people, smile, keep going. Stay away from that jealous woman. Stay away from that jealous man. Stay away from that jealous man. Stay away from that jealous woman. Stay away from them. The ones that's close that you can't get away from, that's in the house with you, or next door to you have to work with, keep them close, but you know what they're going to do. Keep your pride going. Keep moving. You have to practice detachment. That goes along with what I was saying. Practice detachment. Practice detachment. The sooner you start letting jealousy go, jealous people around you, start letting them go, cutting them loose, and get away from them so you can see them a little better, you're going to start moving faster. By moving faster, you better reach your goals. You'll be able to be happier. You'll be able to reach out there and you'll be able to have your journal. You'll be able to go through your journal of gratitude. You better go through the obstacles that you have set up. They won't affect you. You better reach your goals. You better do certain things that you haven't done that you want to do in life. These are the things that will happen when you eliminate the jealousy. Listen, God, listen, it goes back from Cain and Abel days. I don't know if you know about that. One of the brothers was killed his own brother because he was jealous of him. It's the same thing with women, too. same thing with, look, jealousy. People are afraid to talk about jealousy because the fact is it's true and it's evil. It's evil. A lot of people take jealous. Oh, they're jealous. He's just jealous. No, pay attention to that person. They're jealous. Oh, I got them. Okay. Put them. All right. Stamp them. You got them. Okay. That's the jealousy zone over there. I'm going to keep them in the zone. At least I know where they're at. That's all you have to do. You got to detach them, though. Get away from them. Get away from them. Get away from them. Get away from them. They would tear your life apart. Jealous folk are destructive. It starts out little and it ends up major. Get away from them, of course, so you don't want to get yourself in no trouble. Stay away from them so you won't get yourself in no trouble. Knowing what signs to look for and how to manage jealousy behaviors are the first steps to working through those obstacles. So I just said, read again. Knowing what signs to look for and what to manage jealousy behaviors are the first steps to working through those obstacles. When I say you can see jealousy, you could be somewhere and that person, you work with that person. They walk right past you, don't say anything to you. You're in the area, they walk away from you. They have nothing to say to you at all. They don't even know you. But you work with that person. You have to come and pass by each other or come in contact. Or they just pretend you're not there. Well, you know what? You say hello one or two times. They acknowledge it, but guess what? Put them where? Put them in the jealousy zone. Go ahead and put them over there. Put them in that category, jealousy zone. You know them. You got them. Put them over there. Let me tell you another way you can see them. When you're trying to reach a goal and everybody around, those people around you have something negative to say, or even to the point that you have information that you may need and they're not sharing it to you and they're holding on to it, and you know they're holding on to it, where are they going? Jealousy zone. That's within the heart. That's in their heart. They're just not right. Get away from them. Okay? Jealousy behaviors might differ. Okay? It might differ depending upon each person. Okay? Everybody moves different. God brought us here to move different. Okay? But God brought us here too to help to get things right. But, you know, it's like my mama said, there's a lot of people got hell in them, can get out of them. Okay? And it's important to recognize the signs to promote healthy conversations in your relationships. You know, you have to do that. And I got that saying right there. That's the directive of a person named Tracy Lakefoot said that. I got that from her. I want to make sure I mention that. But it goes along with what I've been saying about the whole time about the direction in life. The people that you have to look for in your life. And I'm sorry, I'm not saying going around looking for people, but it's just going to show up anyway. It's going to show up. When you have a clean heart and you're trying to do things on the right track, and you're reaching out for help in a positive way, for help to move forward, to have certain things, you got to be careful. Watch out. It's going to show up till you see it. I don't care how old they are. I don't care how young they are. Watch out for the jealousy. Jealousy will destroy you. It will destroy you. You have to be careful with it. Some of the various signs of jealousy might be accusations. Did I just say be careful? Did I just say I don't care what age you come from? Be careful. But the more you keep doing good and the more you keep praying, you build that shield. You build that shield. And that shield gonna keep you protected when people don't see it. The shield will keep you protected when people don't see it. And people are like, what are you talking about? People know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to specify the shield right now. It's another topic. Suspicious. Okay? Some of the various signs of jealousy might be accusations, suspicious, questioning your behavior, or day-to-day activities. Have a negativity towards partners, relationships, compare themselves to others, and more. These are the signs of jealousy. These are the signs that we have to abide by. You have to pay attention to this, guys, because it is real. Jealousy is a very, very dangerous, 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 dangerous word, guys. Over the years, you take it for granted. People take it for granted. Don't take jealousy for granted. Do not take jealousy for granted. You look at social media. Most feelings of envy and jealousy that are associated with social media use are caused by comparing your actual life to the constructed lives of those you follow online. Most feelings of envy and jealousy that are associated with social media use are caused by comparing your actual life to the constructed lives of those you follow online. By constantly comparing your life to your friends, you may lose sight of the amazing things about your own life. Be constantly comparing your life to your friends. By doing that, you may lose sight of the amazing things that God has created for you. You have to be careful, guys. It's true. Jealousy, it runs from within the families at home. And that really hurts. That hurts. When your own family members are jealous of you, that hurts. That goes back to those tears I was telling you about when men and women share when it comes to the family. We tell somebody that's not jealous of you that you don't know, that's not close. You know, you look at it totally different. But when it hit home, your relatives, so-called family, so-called people that you lay your life on for, that you trust in, that you jump up a cliff for. If you guys are going through anything like that, say your prayers. Pray. Reach out to people. Their advice, people that's been through some things. Let me tell you something. Don't be dealing with people. You can help people, or you deal with, listen. The key to life, you got to deal with people that's been through something. You haven't been through nothing. You're okay, but you know a few things. You got to deal with people that's been through something. God took them through that for a reason. Okay? Let me tell you something. Let me give you some characteristics of jealousy, and I'm going to let you guys go for the night. Jealousy cannot stand it when others are doing better. It cannot stand it. When others are doing better in life, jealousy cannot stand it. Jealousy is sad at the happiness of others. It is sad at the happiness of others. See, jealousy runs across that devil. That's that hell in them, my mama used to say. Hell in them. And unfortunately, there's some people going to go, they're going to keep the hell in them for the day they die. Those are the people you stay away from because you don't want to get in no trouble. Stay away from them because you don't have to go get fired because you go mess around and say something wrong to somebody. You know, you get fired. You know, pay attention. It is sad when others are happy. Jealousy makes us hostile towards those who have never harmed us. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. Jealousy fails to recognize that God knows what he's doing for the gifts that he's given us. Jealousy will rot in your bones if you don't fix it. Jealousy will give you unwanted suspicions of anger, breeze to destructive cruelty to the spirit. Be careful of the jealousy zone. Be careful of the jealousy zone. Don't take jealousy for granted. People use jealousy loosely every day. Oh, this is jealous. Oh, he's just jealous, man. Yeah, man, he's just jealous, man. He's just jealous, man. He's just jealous. No, he means something. Pay attention to him. She means something. Pay attention to her. Guys, you have to keep your eye on the prize. Keep focus, okay? That's how you get to the other side of jealousy. You eliminate it by keeping your eyes on the prize, your prayer. Reach out to people, groups. It doesn't matter. Someone's doing positive things in life. That's how you get through. These are things that help you get through life with jealousy, okay? And then, too, you can see it. You can see jealousy now. That person that's throwing those little daggers at you, those are the people that you stay away from. And also, too, it gives more profound revelation of your love, you know? It does that. Keep your prayers going. Stay focused. And when you're having problems with any issues of jealousy, ask questions. Go to someone, ask them questions. If you work with somebody that's always jealous of the next person, just talk to them. If they're affecting you, just talk to them. Say, well, what's wrong with this person? Why you don't like what's tell me the issue? Because it's affecting you, and I see it in you. It's affecting you, and it's affecting me because you bring it over here. If they don't want to acknowledge that or work it out, put them where? In the jealousy zone. Jealousy zone. Put them over there. And you watch them and keep your distance from them. Because that jealousy will derail you. It will derail you from your goals and your success. Stay focused. Prayers going. And for those people in the jealousy zone, pray for them. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. And good night.